From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George Walker Bush.
Pomp and pageantry in Washington, D.C. today as George Walker Bush was sworn in for four more years in the White House. He is just the 16th president in American history to win a full second term.
Just before noon on the west front of the U.S. Capitol, President Bush placed his left hand on the family Bible he used 4 years ago, and raising his right hand, he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. The Chief Justice of the United States, William Rehnquist, who's ailing with thyroid cancer and who was walking with a cane, administered the oath. The tracheotomy he received has added a wheezing undertone to his voice.
Will you raise your right hand, Mr. President, and repeat after me? I, George Walker Bush.
I, George Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will to the best of my ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Tens of thousands gathered on the National Mall and braved cold temperatures to witness today's 55th inauguration ceremony. It came amid unprecedented post-September 11th security and at a time of deep national divisions over the war in Iraq and other policy matters at home.
Our colleague Michelle Norris was on the National Mall. She spent the day with revelers and protesters alike.